Good morning. It is Thursday, the 17th of November. It is Thursday, the 17th of November, and welcome to day 17 of Napod Pomo. Today, I want to talk about something that seems to be a bit of a dying art, which we are attempting to keep alive, and that is gaming. Now, when I talk about gaming nowadays, people will, in the most case, assume we're talking about desktop gaming, as in computers. So, Call of Duty, I don't even know what they're called, because I don't follow them at all. However, there is a definite passion to try and keep tabletop gaming, or analog gaming as it's become known, very much alive. And to that end, we, in this household, we have a monthly games night. And we have some friends that come over on a regular basis. And we tend to just play tabletop games. And there are a number of tabletop games you can get that are actually incredibly, and I mean incredibly, immersive. So there are such games as Carcassonne. If you've not played that, I definitely recommend you look into it. The game itself can take anywhere between half an hour to an hour, possibly more sometimes, depending on how long people take to take their move. But it is kind of like a world-building game where you have different pieces that represent roads and rivers and villages and monasteries and such like. And you have to build up these roads and rivers and such like in such a way that you get the larger amount of points from what elements you put down. Very interesting. I really would recommend you look it up. Other games that I probably don't want to play again, things like Arkham Horror. Now, Arkham Horror is set within the universe of H.P. Lovecraft. And unfortunately, it's one of these games, and we do have a few of these in this house, that take longer to set up than they do to play. And to be honest with you, if it takes longer to set up a game than it does to play it, I'm actually not that fussed about playing it. Because you're not playing a game, you're setting it up. And there are loads of... what was that other game called? That was it. Yeah, it was by the makers of Monopoly. And it was based around horse racing called Totopoly. So it was made by Waddingtons. And I think I must have blanked it out of my brain because I can't actually remember how gameplay works. But it's like progressive stages. So you have to build up points, and then you build up those points for like a race around a race course. It's really weird. It's really weird. And then you've also got card games. And one of the card games that I would recommend, but you really have to have the right frame of mind to play it, and that's Cards Against Humanity. Cards Against Humanity, it really is a stretch of, shall I say, ethics. The idea between Cards Against Humanity, even, is you have two different sets of cards. You have your question cards and you have your answer cards. And one player asks the question, and the other players around the table have to then provide an answer to it. So the question could be, what's that smell? That is an actual question from Cards Against Humanity. And then everybody around the table has to then pick the most humorous card out of the ones that they're holding as an answer. All right? So such an answer could be Sylvester Stallone or rubbing Boris Johnson's belly until he falls asleep. Yeah, it sounds a bit daft, but I have to tell you, it can initiate absolute hysterics if you get the right combination. And it's one of these games where you have to play for your participants. If you know the people you're playing with, and you don't want to be playing that game if you don't know the people you're playing with. then you start to pick up their sense of humour. And there are some extremely controversial, contentious, downright unacceptable combinations of questions and answers. Some of the answers mention people who used to be celebrities but now have somewhat fallen from grace for various reasons, usually for incredibly bad, open quotes, abusive, close quotes, reasons. And it's... Yeah. Yes. You have to play it to understand it. But like I say, it's definitely not the kind of game you want to play with your family. Believe me, I've tried. It doesn't work. You spend half your time filtering out the cards. You think, yeah, you don't want your mum playing that card. And then you end up with basically a boring game. So, yeah, it is quite heartening to know that this passion for desktop for tabletop gaming still exists. And I'm wondering what kind of tabletop games that you guys play. Are there any games that you play on a regular basis? Is there anything that you've always wanted to play? What kind of games do you play? Now, what's also very interesting is how the world of tabletop gaming is actually encroaching on the digital space. So we have Chromecast in this house, which is a way of streaming content from devices to your television. And Cards Against Humanity is actually available as a castable game on both Android and iOS. So you can play Cards Against Humanity without physical cards. And it works surprisingly well. I mean surprisingly. It you wouldn't think it would work, but actually it does. But it kind of defeats the object of having a physical card game that you're then playing on a device. It stops being tabletop. It starts being more of a digital game. But if you're short of space, as in you don't have space to have X number of people around a table, all of them having, you know, cards spread around the table, then it is a good alternative, but it's not a patch on the actual card game itself. Anyway, I'm going to shut up now because it is, at the time of recording, 7:05 in the morning. I have to get ready for work, and I'm sure you don't want me waffling in your ear for much longer than you absolutely have to. So thank you very much indeed for listening. If you'd like to get in contact, give me comments on what you've heard today. If you want to tell me what kind of tabletop games you play, drop me an email, nowpodpomo@thelovebug.org. Of course, you can always follow the progress of this project and every episode that has been released for this project over at thelovebug.org/pod. Thanks to Jeff Oster for allowing us to play his music as the theme tune for this show. JeffOster.com. You can find out more about Jeff and his music. So thank you very much indeed for listening, and I will catch you tomorrow.